Welcome to The Ether. Today is Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of The Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in the Discord server for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. This episode of The Ether is also brought to you by Glow Yield. Glow Yield is the ecosystem of Terra decentralized apps like Lotto and Creators, all powered by DeFi Yields. Glow Creators helps artists and influencers give their fans exclusive perks through membership, NFTs, and more. Glow Lotto is a PrizeLink savings account with a weekly chance to win the big jackpot. Tickets are free and perpetual, which means there's zero chance to lose money. Be sure to follow Glow Yield on Twitter and join the Discord community to stay up to date with all the glowing projects and check them out online at glowyield.com. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. Today on The Ether, the One Planet Roundtable number 9. Let's take a listen.
Hey Jibs, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing good, man. I'm really excited about your mint. So close, and there's a lot of activity on your Discord, even on our Discord. There's people coming in asking questions.
Yeah, that's great. That's a bit nerve-wracking, but it's part of the process, and we're really excited to finally release. And yeah, can't wait to see people posting about it.
Yeah, definitely. It's finally here, the day that you've been working towards for so long.
Oh yeah, it's a long time coming, that's for sure. It's basically a year-long project, and it's just the beginning, so we're really excited to release more and see how it goes throughout the year, especially with the collaboration of everyone with the lore contest and the direction of the canon of the universe.
Yeah, definitely. And we got Jimmy here as well. Thank you for coming in and hanging out with us.
Yeah, for sure. I like these smaller ones where you can just drop all the alpha and then, only the few get to hear it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the goal is eventually to be as big as Sephy's, but, you know, especially when he's on, like right now, we're competing against his strategies, his advice, and it's definitely a hard competition right there.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone can be on Twitter Spaces for 6 to 8 hours at a time.
I don't know how he does it. All right, we're just waiting for Terra Prince to come up, and then we'll get started. But it has been nice to see the Luna price continue to go up.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's always nice waking up and everything is green.
Yeah. It's been interesting to see just the trends that come up within the Terra community, right? And now we have some of the more popular Terra content creators saying that they're ETH maxis and kind of infiltrating. So that's been a cool experience to watch.
Yeah, man, we've got some creative people, that's for sure.
Yeah, always keeping it entertaining for us. Terra Prince, just wanted to check in. I'm trying to invite you to speak. If you want, you can request and then I'll bring you up. Also, just to make sure, you can only be on here with your phone, not through your computer. And also Android does give some more issues from what I've heard.
Yeah, I used to have an issue where I had an older version of Twitter, so maybe you need to update it.
All right. Yeah. So you're not on your phone. Okay, they'll be up in a minute. But man, I mean, just one comment on my end is time is going by so fast. Like, we're already in April. I was hearing, Jimmy, I forgot where, but you guys launched 2 months ago, right? Prism. So it's just been crazy to see just how fast time goes when we're over here just building and every day just learning new things about blockchain and Terra.
Yeah, sometimes things, it's kind of interesting. It feels like things are moving like very fast and very slow at the same time. You know, like in terms of like maybe the community and you know, how soon they'd like to have stuff. You know, they're always asking you when. So it makes you feel like, oh, you're not moving fast enough. And then like behind the scenes, you know, things move a lot slower because there's a lot of things that you have to think about and things that you have to design and make sure all the pieces play well together. And there's just like an infinite amount of like parameters and you can play with, and you only have so much time and so many resources, right? Like I know One Planet, you guys have like a huge team, right? You guys have almost like 30 people or something like that. But at Prism, you know, there's like less than, I want to say there's around like 10 of us, right? Yeah, there's like 10 of us working at Prism. So we can only do and deliver so much. And, you know, we have to take care of personal stuff. And, you know, we're human. We eat and sleep too. So, yeah, in that regard, it feels like we move very slow relative to what the community expects. But if you look back on it, man, really, has it only been like 2 months? And like, we almost... I think like, you know, we've had a lot of like steady growth over the last couple months, and now we're sitting close to, I don't know, 700 million TVL. And that's, you know, been a part of just like education and people discovering our protocol, as well as like, you know, Luna price pumping to near all time highs. And so it's been really nice for sure.
Yeah, definitely. All good points. And at One Planet, we are growing really fast, and it's been a cool experience just to watch the new pieces come into place and just everybody contributing with their own skill. And, you know, we'll hear a little bit more about TerraPrince and AeroCluster as well, because, yeah, it does take a lot of effort, a lot of energy, like you're saying, right? We're all human. We have in real life as well. And I think we get sucked in into this crypto world, Terra, and building, and this is, it's so much fun to be part of this. So it's definitely hard to find that balance. But let's get started. We have everybody up here. TerraPrince, is your mic good? Can you hear us?
Yeah. Hey guys, sorry about that.
No worries. Let's start with you, actually. So just we'll do introductions first, and then we'll dive a little bit deeper into questions. And then the last thing would be just letting the community come up and ask you guys some questions about your project as well. So give us a intro into TerraPrince. What is your project about, and then we'll move on to AeroCluster.
Yep, sure. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. So I'm from TerraPrince, and we're really honored to be speaking to everyone. So we're really the first, if not the first, and still active only generative art project on the Terra blockchain. So for those of you who are familiar with art blocks, you know, we use a similar concept where we use a seed hash to generate the artwork using, you know, lines of code. So that's what we hope to capture. And we've been launching a sub-series of different protocols mirroring the different available protocols on Terra. So that's kind of what we are in a nutshell.
Got it. Thank you. And we are the first ones that have been able to get you to speak, right? Your first Twitter space.
Yeah, we don't really do much marketing ourselves. We don't really believe in pushing too much on hype, but of course it's a necessary evil. But you know, I think we've come to a point where it's necessary to kind of speak to our collectors, and you know, I think One Planet is the best place for us to get started on this.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I think one of the biggest differences between Web 2 and Web 3 is just that community component, right? You being able to create that relationship with your holders and people that are huge fans of your project. So yeah, it's definitely, you know, there's good and bad things about it, right? But I think that's one thing to leverage. But let's move on with AR cluster. So you your project is launching later on today on One Planet. And so our goal is just to kind of give some last thoughts or last information to any listener here who's still might be on the edge of not sure why they should be minting. But if you could give us an introduction to what your project is about, please.
Yeah, of course. Thanks. So One Planet is basically our cluster. Pioneer is a collection of 100 planets, all animated and 4K. They're all handmade. They're all custom. They all a single supply for each of them. The goal was to create a universe where I could share the art that I do and let people have a go at writing the lore for this universe and create kind of a collaborative lore universe where basically written by the community. We try to do the same thing with our supply. So we'll be releasing 5 sets of 100 and we'll be releasing an extra one every month via a lore contest for holders. Where they'll be able to submit entries to describe the planet, to say why it looks the way it looks, what happened to it. We already have had a bunch of great submission. Honestly, we could combine them and make a short storybook with them. They're so good. So we're really glad with what we've had this far. And we're really excited to see what the community can come up at a later point every month with our contest.
Yeah, it's been really cool to see the involvement of your community and actually sharing the stories and just being creative. I think that's a huge just boost to the relationships that you'll be able to build, right? And like as you continue to use the monthly lore contest, right, and creating more stories, I feel like that's only going to keep on growing and getting more writers and creative people into your community.
Yeah, and one thing is we did is create custom planets as all the others. They're unique based on other project teams such as Desktop AI, Astroverse, and Terramoshi, and Exoterra, and they look really great. It's a way to reward people who mint for our project and other and their project. So we'll give it away to a random dual holder. Those really specific team planet, and yeah, it's really great to see the love that we got from not only the community but the other project that have been super supportive, and we can't wait to make more with them.
Yeah, another fun part there about the Terra community, just everybody's doing collabs with each other, so makes it a lot more fun for sure. Jimmy, can we dive a little bit into your role at Prism and a little bit about who you are, and then we'll dive deeper into just more questions after that. But you've been a huge supporter of Terra in general, and you've been around for a while. You're one of the OGs, part of GT Capital, and so now you're involved with Prism. But if anybody in here does not know yet what you do there, I'm curious to know more about your role as growth for Prism as well.
Yeah, it's weird to be considered like OG, I guess, because I almost feel like I was late into the game, right? Because, you know, there are some folks that have been around since, I guess, late 2020. And it hasn't even been like maybe a year for me, or maybe I am going on just about a year. When I first looked at Terra, it's just like someone recommended like Luna to me and recommended UST, and I was like, honestly, I brushed it off at first. I was like, I don't really know too much about it. And you know, this time last year I wasn't into DeFi like really much at all. I just like barely started looking into like Alchemix or like what's yield farming, and I like got wrecked on Ethereum because I like spent $300 on gas to deploy $1,000 into some like farm, and yeah, I was like learned the hard way. And then, you know, once my friend kind of put me on, I looked into a little bit more. I kind of looked into Anchor a little bit more. I was just very confused, and like I didn't really know much. But like that bit of curiosity, like that really bothered me, just like not understanding. So I like, you know, really took the time to sit down and like try to break it down, like, okay, what's happening here? What's happening here? And I started writing these like more simplified threads, trying to, mostly for myself, right? Like trying to explain something really like challenges you to make sure like you actually know what the hell you're talking about. Otherwise, as you're writing, you can see logic being poked throughout, you know, throughout your thread. So being able to put those together for the community and just like putting it out there, and again, like mostly just for my own self-interest, it started to gain a little bit traction, and I started, you know, getting deeper into like these Telegram groups and these Discord groups, and I don't know, like before you know it, you're just like waking up to Telegram, to Twitter, and then like the things that you used to do as a normal human being, you just like, you just forget about all those things. And all of a sudden, I guess you're just like a full-time lunatic. And GT Capital really like sprung about because, you know, we're all like-minded, we're all obsessed with the space, and we're all just wanting to learn and get alpha from each other. And it was very, and it still is very like informal. And it's just like, you know, no one still gets paid to this day. And we just all do it because we love it. We're in the space and we want to just grow the utility for like Luna and UST, right? And Ollie is actually like Mr. Refractor Hyperion. He was like, I guess like our friends and family honorary member of GT. And he pitched us the idea of Prism like super, super early on. Like, I think it was like summer. Like summer of last year, where he said like, oh, he just sent Doe like this pitch, and he was just getting some support from TFL. And that's when I first heard about Prism. And obviously, you know, Hyperion and TFL and like so many other strategic partners have been building the protocol over the last, like, I guess like 10 months now. And I really got really involved in helping design and giving more feedback along the lines of like the degenerate lunatic kind of point of view, and seeing some of the launches that have gone well, that haven't gone well, and really giving input along those lines. And you know, just like myself and Ryan being recognized for having really in-depth knowledge about what the hell is going on and what we feel would work well, we were just also fascinated by Prism and all of the potential things that we can refract, and the composability that we could bring to the space, that it made sense for us to kind of join forces and say like, okay, stop being so like scatterbrained and trying to chase after like pumps, and like, hey, let's just focus on this one thing, or just building this one thing and trying to make this thing as best as possible. And that's kind of been like my role at Prism, just like, all right, how can we in general just like grow this and make this the best protocol it can be and live up to its potential along like community front, marketing front, tokenomics front. Like I get to wear a lot of hats, and it makes things really fun. That's a little bit about my background, how I got into this whole space, and kind of what I do at Prism today. And thanks for, you know, letting me give me the chance to share a bit about myself.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think that story is inspiring. I feel like we all kind of experienced that initial ramp up, right, where we're curious about blockchain. And I think most people start in like Bitcoin or ETH and then start to dive deeper into the technology, and then they find their way somehow into Terra. I think maybe nowadays there's a lot more marketing going on with Terra, so it's easier to start from 0 to 100 in Terra, right? But I think that there is some kind of ramp up, like you're saying, just kind of spending so much money on transaction fees and then being like, wait, this doesn't feel right. I'm trying to escape fees, you know, in the real world. And then you have that giant fee. But anyways, no, I think your story is definitely inspiring, and a book can be written about that. Just where you are now, you know, just working for a really a big project, right? A huge part of the what makes Terra different in DeFi. just these creative projects and the way that, you know, you Luna had create so much value, right? And so today, one of the reasons why we wanted to invite you was so that we can talk about P Luna. So we'll dive a little bit deeper into that later on, but it is definitely exciting to see where somebody's effort can put them, right? I think ultimately you earned your spot. You showed what you can do, and it was a no-brainer for Mr. Refractor to give you this role. I think you fit perfect for it. But let's go back with TerraPrince. Let's dive a little bit deeper into your project. So one thing that I was curious is, what inspired you to create the art that you have? It's definitely something unique, right? It's something that you also take inspiration from the colors, for example, of the different DeFi projects that you're covering. And I was also curious in regard to your team. Is it just you doing everything, or are there other people with you?
Yeah, so I think to touch on the point that kind of Jimmy was mentioning, like the space is always evolving. And I think one of the things that we wanted to do was really kind of be like a silent observer and just document the way the protocols have been changing, new protocols that are launching. And, you know, you get that feeling when you see a new protocol being explained and it's like so exciting, and they unveil their branding. It's all a very fresh experience. So part of the art is to try to capture that. And those of you who's been with us from the start, you would know that we were originally called Terra Fidenza. And we really wanted to capture, you know, the Terra ecosystem using the Fidenza artwork. And it was just meant to be a bit of fun, you know. It wasn't meant to be an NFT project that was minted. It was just a way to interact with the community and see what interesting artwork could come out of it. And from that perspective, you know, you can say for sure that generative art and you know, the Fidenza by Tyler Hobbs from on Art Blocks, like that's really one of the strongest influences and inspirations for the project. So I think our work managed to get quite a bit of activity, and it became clear that people wanted to mint the art. But I mean, for us ourselves, we were very clear that we didn't want to do something that's, you know, illegal, it's copyright infringement, and we didn't want to just steal Tyler's code and then pass it off as our own. So we actually reached out to Tyler to hopefully get some kind of licensing agreement, pay him some royalties. And of course, it was a big gamble. You know, we thought he would not respond at all. But surprisingly, he was very nice and responded to us. And he was quick to highlight, you know, that, you know, we shouldn't be ripping off his work. And of course, we didn't want to do that. And he also stressed that, you know, as an artist, he felt that the Fidenza series really started and ended with the 999 pieces on Art Blocks. So we fully respected that decision, and we stopped doing the Terra Fidenzas as, you know, in that format. But what we wanted to do was to still capture the flowy elements of what makes the Fidenza so captivating, and also to merge it with the beautiful color schemes that we see that make up Terra as a whole. So we then pivoted and we stripped down his code, removed a lot of the quirks and the signature features that make Fidenzas what they are. And the end result is what you see today, you know, the thin flow fields that look like, you know, fingerprints itself. And therefore, we call it TerraPrints. So we actually checked in with him again. He was fine with us using this work because it didn't actually look like a Fidenza. And that's how TerraPrints was born. We offered to give him a cut of the royalties, but I think he wasn't really keen on getting affiliated with some random project, and he had better things to do. So instead, what we're doing now is that we pledge to donate 20% of all our proceeds from Mint to Angel Protocol. And so yeah, with every Mint, you're actually donating 20% to charity. To your second point on the team size, we're actually a very small team of two. I look after the concept, I work on the socials, negotiate partnerships and collaborations, while my partner does a bit more on the technical aspect of things.
Got it. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I had not heard of the Fidenza. But yeah, looking at it, I can see you know, like where your roots come from, but then adding the different just Terra branding, like you mentioned, it's kind of it's interesting that that's the part that you look that you're looking towards, right? Like you're waiting for that to drop and just to kind of see the excitement around that, right? Because it is important. Like I know there are some colors that just don't work well together, but being able to have a good brand style and good colors, I think is important. And you're kind of highlighting that with your project.
Exactly.
All right, cool. So let's go with AR Cluster. So with your mint being live in a few hours, I wanted to see if you can share a little bit in regard to what has been the most challenging part for you so far. I know that you also have a small team and you've been taking on the role of CEO and CTO and artist and everything and building community and social media. So you've been doing everything, but I was just curious as to what has been the most challenging part for you so far.
Yeah, that's a good point. You kind of start wearing a lot of hats when you get into the space and decide to do your own project. I'm pretty new to Terra in general. Jimmy was talking earlier about how he felt he was late. I think we kind of all feel that way now, seeing the price pumping of the Luna. But I definitely came into the space later than he did. And I actually started working on the art way before I got into Terra itself. And I was looking for a good fit for it. And the love and the help that I got from the community was just incredible to help me with basically other projects that you'd think would be competitor, like Astroverse, for example. Adam from Astroverse has been incredibly helpful in giving me advice on how to do a project on the scale of the one I'm doing. It's been difficult at time. You asked me what the artist thing was. I would have to say it's definitely visibility. It's hard to get your project noticed, no matter how good is the art or anything. What you need the most is engagement, and that has been difficult, especially at the start. But what I got in the last few weeks, once my Discord opened. And once you get people more engaged into the project, you kind of see how incredible the community is, that people were starting inviting all their friends. They saw the potential in it. And we got a lot of good members that are engaging, that are participating into the lore contest, that are doing a lot of help with the social media stuff. So while it can be overwhelming to be the artist and the creator and the marketing and the all of these aspects of what made the project successful, I feel that the help that you get from the people who really believe in your project just more than make up for that. So right now, we're, like you said, we're minting in a few hours, and it made me feel extremely more confident into just what the result of the mint, and also the engagement that is gonna follow suit once we get the project started, basically.
Yeah, and I think something to point out there too is that sometimes being patient pays a lot, right? Because I think you need time to build a community, as you're saying. You know, like after you open your Discord, things were able to kind of start moving in a much better direction so that you can feel more confident about your launch. And especially with NFT projects right now, having the challenge of there being a lot more marketplaces and a lot more NFT projects minting, I think it is important to kind of capture who your real community is and who is really engaged with your art and your utility, right? So for you, it's that lore contest, as you mentioned, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in the next question. But yeah, no, I think sometimes it just pays to go a little bit slower, right? And kind of watch the market sentiment. And you adjusted your price as well from 3 Luna to 2.5 based on feedback from the community and seeing Luna continue to go up, which we all want. But I think that's been cool just to watch your growth as well in the last few weeks.
Oh yeah, it's been incredible, and it's a bit cliche to say, but it's a snowball, right? You start the Discord and you get 5 new members, you get 3 new members a day, something like that, and then you started getting more and more momentum, and right now we have more activity in the Discord that in a single day that we used to have in a week. It's incredible to see people engage with it, and there's a really, I think the momentum has been incredible up to this point. And yeah, the adjustment I think was a necessary step, because you have to take a step back with a coin like Luna, first of all, because it's such a strong ecosystem. It's only natural that it's gonna go up. So yeah, we did provide an adjustment to make sure that some people who wanted to mint multiple could, to make sure that people who just wanted to get into it was able to do it at a reasonable fee. With our supplies being so low, it's really important to get people that are super interested in the project and get an organic grow from the community. So yeah, it's been really positive. I'm super happy with what we end up getting a few hours before the mint. I think we're in good hands.
Yes, sir. Definitely. We're excited as well. So, Jimmy, the main question is, when utility for P Luna? We've seen your success with Y Luna, just coming up with the amps and being able to use that for the Prism farm. And just that relationship with staking Y Luna has been a really good experience. But now the question is, what about P Luna? Why is there no utility for it? And how is One Planet going to be able to help so that we can assist you guys with some utility for it and the Prism NFTs?
I think currently right now, the best utility that you have for P Luna is honorary membership to the P Luna DAO. They put out amazing threads. And you can claim that you had some kind of share in, you know, making these threads happen as being a part of the P Luna DAO. But yeah, no, for real. Right now, like you're totally right. There's limited utility for P Luna relative to Y Luna, right? Like with Y Luna, you can get normal staking yields, but more importantly, right now through our farming event, you're getting like some ridiculous APR on like native Luna staking. I think the second best is perhaps still like N Luna with Nexus at like maybe 8% or so. And on our platform, in our Prism farm, you can get like 30% like total base plus boost APR on your Y Luna. And P Luna right now, you can essentially, you know, just LP with it. You can trade and speculate with it. And from what we've seen, most people are just holding on to it, right? And just by holding on to it, you actually get like some advanced features on CoinHaul at the moment. So I think like since they're part of our validator set, if you have P Luna, that means that you have actually delegated a portion of the Luna to CoinHaul, so you're getting the benefits, and you can check them out. Like I think you can go to like their subscription tiers, and you can see what additional features you're getting just by holding P Luna in your wallet. That's one. And then like a couple of weeks, I don't even know, time flies in crypto, but maybe a couple of weeks ago, we enabled P Luna to be supplied and borrowed on Edge Protocol. If you guys aren't familiar with Edge Protocol, it's just like a money market on Terra, similar to Anchor, similar to Mars. And you can essentially supply P Luna so other folks can borrow, and you can earn a little bit of interest that way. And if you want to do maybe some other degenerate strategies that might become more apparent in the future, you can borrow some P Luna and do it with what you wish. And of course, like not financial advice, but Loop Finance like launched some farms that have P Luna in them, and they're incentivized. So I kind of played around with it a little bit, and I borrowed some P Luna on Edge, and I deployed it into one of their farms to earn some yield on my P Luna. So as far as like future utility of P Luna, there's a bunch of other stuff, but I'm sure the one that you want to kind of touch on is like with our NFT, right? And this kind of came about
just from my own personal experience of trading and speculating on NFTs, and I'm by no means like an expert NFT trader. I probably lost more money on NFTs than I've made, but I buy them just because, you know, I like the art and whatnot. So yeah, like anytime I wanted to purchase an NFT, I think there's this psychological rift that happens when things are priced in UST versus like when things are priced in Luna. When things are priced in UST, like, they seem expensive, but the same amount like priced in Luna for some reason like doesn't seem expensive, and like for some reason I'm okay with spending that. But usually when it's time to mint or time to trade or I want to buy something, I normally don't have Luna just sitting around. You know, it's always like staked. It's like in Big Luna, or it's in staked Luna, or it's like in some other form that that's usually not accepted by these NFT marketplaces. So I thought it might be interesting to kind of use PLUNA as a currency, since you kind of already have it and most people are just like kind of holding on to it, and they've got the yield portion of their Luna, you know, making yield. And I was thinking that, hey, what if we could just use this PLUNA portion as like NFT trading currency, and maybe I can try to make a buck or lose a buck, you know, with NFTs. So I kind of pitched that to the One Planet guys for our Prism NFT that should be launching this month sometime. And yeah, I understand like the complexities of using a CW20 as a currency and not one of these native tokens, right? I think like behind the scenes, like at the smart contract level, it's a lot nicer, or it's a lot simpler to use the native currency of Luna and UST to trade. And that's why most marketplaces just use those. And of course, like, we're used to that. So the One Planet guys really, you know, really stepped up and said, like, hey, we think we can make this happen, which has been amazing. So later on this month, you should be able to mint a Prism NFT if you've partaked in our launch phases like Forge, Refraction, Farm. And we can share more details of that a little bit later. But essentially, if you participated in our launch, we want to reward you with, you know, this NFT. And it's going to be like some really small mint price. We haven't really decided on it. Maybe it's like 1 PLUNA, or maybe like 0.1 PLUNA or something like that. We just want people to get used to using PLUNA as a currency. So you're able to mint that and trade it with PLUNA on the One Planet marketplace. Yeah, I'll just kind of pause there if you have any other questions about it.
Well, I just think that that's super cool. I think that ultimately the more utility, even for like NFT projects in general, right? Like, people are starting to just think a little bit beyond a PFP profile. And whenever there's a new launch coming up, they dive deeper and they try to see, well, what else can I get as a holder, right? What other utility does it have? And so I think, you know, what you guys are doing with Prism is combining different achievements in regard to your participation in Prism, right? The four different phases that you guys had with your launch. And then that kind of being a way to determine who gets an NFT, and then using PLUNA to mint that, I think is just such a cool concept. Like you're just combining so many different things, right? The DeFi component with the four phases, the Prism NFT, and the Galactic Punks had something to do with that as well. So getting involved with the NFT project there, and then now being able to use One Planet, and we were able to help you guys out to use PLUNA as a currency and create utility for it. So I think that whole combination is just cool to explore, right? And I think for me, I think you're having so much fun coming up with these things and just being creative. So it's cool to see all these things come to life.
Yeah, I think like as much as, you know, I want you know, PLUNA to be the mode of currency for folks that are trading NFTs, I know that the infrastructure that the One Planet guys have kind of been able to support us with and build means that they can also support, you know, other projects that would have their own, like, say, tokens. Perhaps, like, I don't know, like the Galactic Punks guys come out with maybe like a special derivative that they allow minting and trading only with like a GP token or something, right? Or maybe like the Ice Bulls sub community starts like, I don't know, selling chains or something like that. And they have their own, you know, iced out token. They can make these collections be minted with their own kind of special token. And we've seen that come to life with like, you know, the Bored Ape Yacht Club and like their Ape token and all the cool things that they're doing around their community, sub community. So I think like, yeah, being able to have this infrastructure built and kind of prism to kind of guinea pig to see how it turns out, I think it would be, you know, foundational for other folks and other projects that are looking to build on Terra and specifically, you know, get support from One Planet itself.
Yeah, definitely. I know I'm excited. I've been talking to the Orbital Command guys about this as well, just to save up their Piluna to start trading on One Planet. but yeah, so looking forward to seeing more announcements in regard to this and just bringing more utility to Piluna. And I actually did not know about the CoinHaul subscription and being able to sign up based on Piluna. So that's some cool alpha right there. I had not heard much about that. So I'll definitely check that out. Let's go back. We got one more round of questions. If anybody's got questions at this point, you guys can start raising your hands and you guys can come up. But for TerraPrince, one question that I had for you was in regard to your mint mechanism. I know that you guys have tried different things, like there's a burning mechanism and combining different blanks, for example.
Yep. So we've been trying to do, you know, different and innovative launch mechanisms. Like we started off with Talus using the self minter. We did a auction of 2 pieces a day over 10 days. Then we moved over to No Here with being the first project to test out their creator function. So we self-minted our mirror series there. And for that series, we kind of invited people to submit their wallet addresses, which will be used as the seed hashes in generating the artwork. So that in a way kind of allows them to see their wallet kind of mirrored in the artwork. And I think that's something fun that we like to do. So, you know, shout out to Jimmy. If Prism wants to do anything, we'll be more than happy to collaborate and come up with NFTs for you guys also. For our third series, we did Anchor and we launched that as a regular random mint on Random Earth. And we kind of spiced things up a little with Lota for our fourth mint, where we threw in all the blanks into the mint so that there's that element of, you know, lottery where you could get a real Terra print or you could get a blank. But we tried to make it even more exciting where after the mint, you could trade in your blanks for either a banner or a special edition Terra print. So I think it's all a kind of a experiment for us trying different things and, you know, keeping it and exciting and interesting for our collectors. So they can, you know, really join us on our journey across the Terra's ecosystem and also test out the different launch pads. So for our upcoming Mine Terra Prince Mint, we'll be launching with One Planet and we're really excited for this launch. I think One Planet is by far the most engaging team that we've worked with and probably the most responsive and collaborative of platforms that we've worked with to date. So really excited for this.
Yeah, that has been fun for me just to explore your project because, those different like launch mechanisms that you've deployed, I think just add more engagement and more community to your project as well, right? Because ultimately, there's a fun in minting, right? And so being able to do different things in order to like kind of, I guess, guide your mint, like the random box component of something is interesting, but then also having the inclusion of your wallet address, like that's an interesting component there. So it's cool that you're being creative about this and thinking about it. And we're definitely, you know, from One Planet, excited to explore those different launching mechanisms with you as well. And you're the mine one, definitely, I think people are going to have fun with that, the way it's set up as well. And we'll definitely share more information before we end today in regard to that launch. Let's get one more question for AR cluster. So so the utility for your project is the monthly lore contest, and you had a pre-launch lore contest in your Discord community just to kind of get them prepared for what it's going to be once the mint is done and everybody's holding a planet. So the only people that are going to be able to participate in that monthly lore contest are going to be holders of your Pioneer collection. But I wanted to see what the experience has been so far in that kind of practice, or that first lore contest that you've had within your Discord community that you have right now.
Yeah, of course. Actually, we've had two pre-launch lore contests, and both of them had incredible submission. I think I said it before, so I'll repeat myself, but we could do a short story book with the incredible submission that we've got. For the first one, I had the difficult task to choose the best submission. But luckily, I won't have to for this one, the one that just finished, because we're implementing a voting system for our community to be able to vote on the best submissions. And that voting system will transfer once the mint is done to holders. So basically, you're right, all holders will be able every month to submit an entry to a new planet completely done from scratch. To describe how it's made, where it's from, what's the origin of it, we will select the best submission for this, and we let the community vote on it. And once the winner is selected, basically the submission will become canon. The planet will be given to the winner. So it's a way to combine the art that we're making, but also to let people have a go at immortalize their writing into the blockchain. And it's also a way, because right now we're going to release 5 sets of 500. This is for us a way to grow the community. But once these sets are out, basically the only planets that are going to be added to the ecosystem are going to be the one from the lore contest at about one a month. So the community will be not only in complete control of the lore and the direction of the universe, but they'll also be in complete control of the supply. So if you mint a planet tonight, you could win one every month, potentially. And so you see where people can get a return on investment, and with the writing, the up the value of the whole ecosystem with good submission for the canon of the universe. So it's really fast. People can participate in giving value to the planets that they own and that they win. So yeah, that's the way to include the people in the process that we've come up to.
Yeah, I think that is really cool too, that as soon as you mint and you hold one of the planets from this Pioneer collection, like right away you're going to have the opportunity to participate in the monthly lore contest. And if you happen to write a really cool story, which by the way, there is a limit to the characters, right, that you have to write that story within.
Yeah, well, that's interesting too. It's a good thing in some way, because it kind of you have to kind of get to the point, create a short submission. So it's not too demanding for people to come up with maybe 30 to 100 words. The limit of character is more for a platform-based thing, because their description, as I said, it's immortalized. So they're going to be in the description of the marketplace. So once you write for a planet, not only do you win it, but the description and the credit for the description is going to be yours forever, basically. And so that's also good, because they can choose after that to either hold the planet, or they can sell it and let someone else in to participate in future lore contests. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool to see if more writers become the holders of your planets, just because of that component of being able to win a planet. And I mean, once you win that planet, you can do whatever you want with it, right? You can sell it. As you said, you can already start getting some profit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's kind of a motivation for everyone to get the value up of the the whole sets, right? So if the value goes up with good description, and since the it's going to be curated by the community, and from what we've seen so far from the submission, I have no doubt whatsoever that they're going to be incredible. We're also looking into a way, because this is a concern that was, and I think it's a great point. Some people said are not, since Terra is such a global phenomenon, we tend to be kind of English-centric and assume just everyone speak English or have English as their first language. I know it's the case, because I'm not, English is not my first language, obviously, but we're looking for ways for everyone to be able to participate. So right now we're going to announce that people can submit their submission in French, since I'll be able to translate them and help them with their submission. And we're also looking into other language to try to broaden as much as possible and let the open the door to more writer coming in, not just English ones. So that's something we're looking into right now.
Nice. Yeah, that's definitely the way to go about it, for sure. Yeah, blockchain and Terra, it's a whole world ecosystem. So that makes sense that you would open it up. So we have one more question here for Jimmy, and then after that, we'll have some last thoughts. But if anybody's got some questions, please request. We see some of our loyal community members here. We got Department 77. We got Joseph, we got Terabochi, we got Sam in the house, Ryan Lyon, Ian, Nenafis, MFAP. Thank you guys for being here. But yeah, if you guys have any questions or comments, please come up. The last question for Jimmy is just in regard to the NFT ecosystem, right? You've been, as you mentioned, you know, almost a year, around a year in Terra, and you've seen the beginning since the space loot. I believe that was the first one, and then GP came out after that. And so I'm curious about how are you feeling about the NFT ecosystem here in Terra, and what are some things that you're looking forward to seeing in the rest of this year, 2022?
Yeah, I think it was actually Ryan in the audience. He put me in on like the space loot thing, and that was a wild ride for a bit. I honestly thought I was getting scammed or like getting rugged interacting with this random smart contract to mint some NFTs on Terra. I think personally, like, I'm kind of into, like, in terms of art, I'm kind of into like these 3D, I guess, profile photo collections coming up here. I really like the one. Are these considered profile photos? I like these mochis, man. These mochis from Nick. Yeah. I don't know. They're just like super high quality. They're like cute, I guess. And it'll probably be one of the first NFTs that my fiance approves of and kind of like will get excited about as well. So that's kind of like one of the reasons I want to get them as well. And following along the lines of like similar, like, kind of cutesy stuff, just like trying to pill the fiance into getting into like NFTs and DeFi, you know, through these profile photos. They're pretty like under the radar, I think, but it's like they're called like groovy geckos or something like that. I kind of like the ones with like the huge like tribal neck tattoos. I think those are kind of cool at the same time. So those are kind of a couple ones that I'm excited about, just like aesthetic wise, but more of like on the DeFi side, I'm looking forward to seeing like more collaboration than utility of these NFTs and how they interact with and how they make your experience with using DeFi protocols enhanced in some kind of way, right? We have some ideas on what we want to do with our Prism NFT. Nothing set in stone just yet, but like just really quick, you know, we wanted to perhaps like give people additional amps or some kind of additional like essentially some additional boost, right, from using our protocol with our NFTs. And seeing like the GPs come out with like their staking and seeing how like it removed like 50% of the supply off the market, like that's kind of exciting to see you know, more smart contract or like things you can do with your NFT that can have a impact on the marketplace, right? That's one. And then maybe the last one is, like I saw, like I don't have any and I feel sad about it because like their floor has just exploded, but like the Wrecked Wolves that I've seen recently, like they leaked like some psychedelic mushrooms and like they leaked some kind of like new derivative and the floor just exploded. And I kind of want to see like more of that happening, right? I know like the mutant guys are doing that, like just, you know, continue to make derivative and continue like making their NFT evolve. Yeah, I kind of want to see like these OG collections kind of building up and building up hype on around like new, better and interesting derivatives from their original collection.
Yeah, that's definitely well said, man. Like there's different layers to NFT projects, right? And we're starting to see it, especially with Wrecked Wolf, you brought them up. And I think they're providing a huge utility and market research to the Terra ecosystem, right? Sharing a lot of data. And so I think that just building that first and then launching a project on top of that was a cool way they handled that. And then now adding different layers to it. And derivatives, like you're mentioning. But yeah, so yeah, thanks for sharing those thoughts. So we'll go into some last points here from the projects and then we'll be done for today. TerraPrince, any last thoughts from you and anything you want to share about your upcoming collection?
Yeah, I think it's really, we're at an interesting point in the journey here, right? Because we're halfway through our mint and, you know, all the other projects are also launching very exciting things. I think it's really at a point where, you know, there's so much choice for people what they want to mint. And with TerraPrince, it's going to be an exciting and interesting experience. We have a few things planned for the mint after mine, which we think is going to be quite interesting also. It kind of touches on the derivative aspect of things. So yeah, looking forward to future launches with One Planet also.
Awesome, sir. Thank you for sharing that. AR Cluster, any last thoughts from you?
Yeah, well, it's a really exciting day for us. It's the culmination of all the work that we've been doing for the last months. Really happy to be launching on One Planet. You guys have been incredible and supportive. Really a big thank you to my community. I've been really surprised by how engaged they've been and the incredible submission that they've made to our pre-launch reward contest. And we'll see you at midnight for the whitelist launch and at 12 p.m. for the public round. And hopefully everything goes well. And can't wait to see how you guys contribute to the metaverse of the Argon Cluster.
Awesome. Yeah. You're probably not going to get much sleep tonight. cool. Any last thoughts from you, Jimmy?
No, not quite. This was super fun. Thanks for having me. Yeah, thanks for giving me the chance to kind of just share what's been going on in the ecosystem.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for speaking here today, and thank you listeners for stopping by and hearing what these projects and Jimmy and Prism are doing as well. Yeah, just as a last reminder, AR Cluster is going live today. So if you guys still have any questions in regard to that, please join their Discord and ask questions. You can come into One Planet and ask questions as well. TerraPrince, their launch is going to be later this month. So you'll definitely be hearing more information in regard to their project. But with that being said, everybody enjoy the rest of your day and your night, and we'll be back. Actually, let me just tell you guys, we are going to be doing a sub-community roundtable with the Lunables and a couple of their big subs. So anyways, that's going to be coming up this week, and we'll share more information in regard to that. And then the roundtable number 10 the following week. But anyways, everybody stay safe, and let's keep buying Soluna so we can keep pushing that up. Not financial advice, though. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the roundtable number 9, hosted by One Planet, recorded on Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. This episode of the Ether was brought to you by Talus. Talus Protocol is the NFT platform for independent artists on Terra. Talus helps to provide artists with the tools and resources needed to transition from traditional art into the NFT world. With their V1 launch coming soon, Talus will be the place to see real-world art reflected on Terra. Be sure to join their Telegram and follow Talus on Twitter for updates on their roadmap, validator, and other Talus news. Find your next favorite artist on talus.art. This episode of the Ether was also brought to you by Orbital Command, a community validator on Terra dedicated to educating, expanding, and promoting the Lunatic community. Have you heard about the new Terra Invest Strategy Discord server Orbital Command spun up? If you're looking for a chill place to chat about different Luna stacking strategies, or looking for some alpha, or if you're trying to find the best UST farms, or even if you just have a quick question you need answered, be sure to stop by TIS and say hi to the Orbital Command gang. Hell, I'm even in there sometimes when I'm not editing hours of CeFi spaces. You can find me in that server chatting about NFTs and answering basic Terra Luna questions. The link to the server is in the show notes, and for more information, check out orbitalcommand.io. Terra Spaces appreciates the support from all our sponsors. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Watching these debates, like, what a bunch of noise. When the illusion of choice outmaneuvers your voices, no one really knows what the fuck is going on here. Sitting in the bunker, waiting for the all clear. It's like we're getting steered towards the motherfucking iceberg. Captain all drunk, deciphering where the ice lurks. And we thought 2020 was gonna be a nice year. Living with the plague, like, who brought the mice here? Try to think of it as another simulation. Game full of bugs, but it's still fun to play. It's like we're aliens, beta testing Earth. Digging in the dirt, trying to earn a little girth. The beast is silent when it defeats the riders. Living outside, trying to meet this virus. If you wanna watch it all burn from the sky rise, delete the science and increase the righteous. Living like a jerk, return to feed the worms. Vibing like a tree, just breathing out the words. Be careful outside, them police is violent. Feeling like I finally earned some peace and quiet.
My style is
down to eat a little piece of pie first, trying to be the fat kid you least admire. Feast of fire when the beasts of burden are getting all bored, but at least we're certain we found the imposter living among us, fussing with hunches. Another big chungus bludgeon, don't worry, the fungus will clean up the guts and get us to function on fleeting assumptions. I see through the rust from rush to rush, hour stacked up like a bunch of junk. So hush your muff before we stuff your luck and break your fucking neck to this like bust a bust. Bleeding impulsive, the meeting controls it. When breathing corrosive, no eating the bullshit. Feeling the worth like it's gonna be a good year. Now we're all tired, stop treading on the work here.